Local legends on Dave Max Drive.
Cork's Red FM.
Peter Martin, you're a secondary school teacher based here in Cork City, but you're also a muralist, a stained glass artist, and the co-organiser of a brilliant initiative called Ardu, which is Oscuelga. You can explain in a moment to, well, the likes of the ill-informed me what that means. But it's back out in the streets again, Ardu Part 2, and you're making this city just come to life. Is that a fair old summary of what you guys are trying to do, at least?
Yeah, there's a lot there, but yeah, it is definitely the whole point of the project. Initially, when we set it up last year, was kind of to bring life back to the city after the first or second COVID lockdown. And I suppose, again, we're just kind of continuing on that project by just kind of adding large-scale murals into Cork City that are painted by mainly Irish and Cork and Irish-based artists, yeah.
Are you doing one yourself?
I'm not doing one myself this year now. So myself and Shane O'Driscoll are both organisers and artists. So we would have painted last year,
yes.
But we're kind of the whole idea would be that it would be new artists painting
nice
every
one.
Year, you know.
So who do we have this year?
So this year we've like an excellent lineup this year. So we've got four artists, an artist named Frizz, who's based up in Galway. She's just after finishing a mural up on St Finbar's Road, where St Finbar's Road and Noonan Road meet, up by St Finbar's Cathedral. And then we have Shane O'Malley, who's a Galway based artist. He's painting down on the Low Road, just when the Low Road meets Horgan's Quay. And we have an artist who paints under the name Asbestos, and he's based up in Dublin, and he's actually just started a mural yesterday, which is located on South Main Street. And then we have a Cork artist returning, kind of a huge name in the street art scene, Conor Harrington, who's Bishopstown.
Yes,
been based over in the UK, I suppose, for the last kind of 10 years. So it's brilliant to be bringing him home as well.
Yes, I was working in Primetime on Washington Street, hip hop and clothes shop that Lulu and Niall, it was a sort of a hive and a hub for sort of alternative club culture in Cork and obviously skaters and the like. And Conor was a young fella coming in and out of there. And he's a big deal in the art world now, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose Primetime still is that kind of creative.
Hugely supportive of street culture in Cork all over the years. Yeah. Credit to them.
And always has, in fairness, for a long, long time. So, he would have been, I would have seen his work there at early on as well. Back on the street behind, I can't think of the name of the street now off the top of my head, but
is it Tucky Street? No, what is it? Oh, sorry, onto Triskell Arts Centre, Tobin Street.
Yeah, Tobin Street. So he would have spray painted there years ago. That must be 25 years ago. So bringing him home to paint the first mural he's painted in Cork City in a long time. So he's doing that in the Peace Park in Cork, and he starts on Thursday. So it's a really exciting lineup, and it's like a smaller lineup than last year. But we're hoping that the quality, is still there. And so far, so good. The mural that Frizz has painted already. She finished on Saturday.
Yeah, I think I've seen images of it online. What is it?
Yeah, so it's depicting the goddess. Goddess Cleana.
Cleana. Cleana's wave is supposed to be down off West Cork. That's a thing.
Yeah.
Tanta, what is it? Is it Tanta is Oscuelga for wave? And it's anyway, someone else will have to dig into the history of that. It's it's got a long legend and lore in Irish legend, Cleana's wave has. That's obviously her anyway. Where can we see these images apart from actually going out on the street, which, in real life, where can we see them in not real life?
So I suppose if you just follow us closely on Instagram and Twitter mainly, so Ardu Street Arts Cork, as far as I know, on Instagram, and it's the same on Twitter, and we'll be updating that over the next 2 weeks, and have been so far. So keep an eye on that. We kind of had projects and stuff
Pat MacDonald Paints obviously have supported you guys,
massive supporters. Pat MacDonald Paints has been an unbelievable supporter, and we've got there's been loads of other supporters, Creative Ireland, Cork City Council.
Jeez, that's a massive mural,
printmakers, and the Arts Council of Ireland under Free and Spare. So there's a massive amount of support. Like, there's a lot behind, obviously, just getting a few paints, and there's been huge support. Like, so we have to thank them as well, definitely.
Absolutely, yes. And sorry if I spoke over some of them. Backwater Artists, I know, were one that was in there. Sorry, I'm just bowled away. I had them on ahead of Culture Night Cork recently, and that's some image there. Wow, that looks fantastic. Well done, Frizz. Yeah, we look forward to seeing more than Peter Martin, co-organiser of it with Shane O'Driscoll. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to have you on air with me this evening, and much success to you. It's just great to see a world where street art like this is now celebrated and supported, and everybody can see why it's such a good thing. So good on you. Well done for all the work that's gone in and all of the years that's built it up to this point. Fair play.
And nice one. Thanks very much.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.